From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting parts of Japan are underwater. Heavy rain continued falling Thursday in central and northern Japan, where authorities have ordered tens of thousands of people to evacuate. VOA Steve Herman is in Tokyo.
We have a type of scene that Japan has not witnessed since March 11, 2011, when a major tsunami hit the northeast coast of Japan. However, this time it is weather-related. Rains going on for days around the Tokyo metropolitan area have forced rivers over their banks. And in the case of the Kinugawa River in nearby Ibaraki Prefecture, the levees have broken and thousands of homes have been inundated by water. We're hearing that as many as 90,000 people have now evacuated their residences, and there are dramatic scenes of helicopters plucking people from the waters.
Japan's meteorological agency posted widespread warnings urging people to be ready for more flooding and landslides. One person has been reported missing in Thursday's floods. The European Parliament has backed the plan of EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker to spread out 160,000 refugees in Hungary, Greece, and Italy across the other member states. The support of the legislature had been expected and has little impact compared with the power of the member states, which also need to back the plan. Romania's president says there's no way his country will accept the extra number of migrants. This is VOA News. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, says Russian aircraft flying into Syria are delivering military supplies and humanitarian aid. However, Lavrov shed no light on what the U.S. and NATO worry is a Russian military buildup at a Syrian airfield. Russia has backed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad throughout the country's civil war, providing weapons and military experts to train Syria's military. Lavrov Thursday once again confirmed that Russia has military personnel in Syria, but he said nothing about reported deployments of additional troops. Asked about Russian planes flying to the airfield near the Syrian city of Latakia, Lavrov said they were carrying military goods in accordance with existing contracts and humanitarian aid. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang said Thursday that the country's economy is facing a number of difficulties and downward pressure, but he expressed confidence it would not experience what he called a hard landing. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Dalian, China, Li cited a slowing worldwide economy as a challenge to China's growth. Still, he said the Chinese economy is within a reasonable range. He also expressed confidence that China will meet its main economic targets this year. Authorities in New York are investigating an incident involving retired U.S. tennis player James Blake. He says he was thrown to the ground and handcuffed by police while being mistaken for a suspect in a crime. Blake, who was in New York to attend the U.S. Open tournament, told the New York Daily News he was standing outside the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Midtown Manhattan Wednesday when a plainclothes police officer tackled him and told him to roll face down to the ground. Blake said to me, "It's as simple as unnecessary police force, no matter what my race is." Blake's mother is white, his father is black, and he told the Daily News, "In my mind, there is probably a race factor involved, but no matter what, there's no reason for anybody to do that to anybody." The Daily News says Blake was released after a retired police officer recognized him and identified him to the arresting officers. Blake says he then told the officers to check his identification and credentials for the U.S. Open, which were in his pockets. Police who were conducting a sting on a credit card fraud ring say a cooperating witness mistakenly identified Blake as a participant in the scheme. At least one other person in the vicinity was taken into custody. The New York's police commissioner, William Bratton, told reporters that Blake has a right to be upset about it. He said he will not tolerate any excessive use of force in his department. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.